Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lalisa Williams Show. Well, for those of you, if this is your first time tuning in, the Lalisa Williams Show is a motivational, inspirational, and empowerment talk show on internet radio. When we say talk show, what are we talking about? Well, sometimes we talk to authors, business owners, trainers, leaders, politicians, mothers. We talk to teens, we talk to educators, all types of individuals come on the show to empower you, to motivate you, and to inspire you. That's at the heart of what we do. Basically, I could even create the Lalisa Williams Ministries, because then we are all about empowering you, motivating, and inspiring you in the spiritual realm. That's what we do. As a matter of fact, on September the 8th, I want you to mark that in your calendars because I will be speaking over for Lady Diana Flagg, who has a women's empowerment book club. And she's put together an event with three authors. She has an event just about every quarter or so for her Women's Empowerment Book Club. So you can find that on Facebook, on her page, or go to Power Praise Radio. She's on the radio, and she's on the internet with her radio station as well. Also, this Friday, in just two more days, one day and a wake-up, we will be marching over to 142 Maple Avenue in Newark, New Jersey, where we will hear the fabulous, phenomenal Pastor Rebecca Simmons. She will be our speaker for our sister circle. So tell the women you know. We also have vendor tables available for that as well. They are $20. So if you know anyone that wants to connect with those women, come out on Friday night, this Friday, the 31st, starting at 7 o'clock. So from 7 to 8, we do a resource piece because we want to get resources to people who are in need. And then also we do the second hour from 8 to 9. That's where you're going to hear a powerful message to inspire you, to motivate you, and to empower you spiritually. Well, we just had a fabulous time. Believe it or not, there are some people who are still talking about the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. There are people, I've seen people on other people's pages making comments that, I wished I could have been there. I wished I would have attended. And then there was one lady who said, you know what, I brought one lady, she says, but next year I'm bringing 10. Next year I'm bringing 10. When you have an event where people who leave your event talk about what they're going to do next year and one day hasn't even left, that's when you know you've done a powerful event. So we want to appreciate each and every person that made this event happen. Okay, so, you know, you just have to really be ready to go to the next. See, a lot of people think they're ready to go to the next level, but then when next level opportunities come, they really prove that they weren't really ready to go in the first place. And that's why we have these events like this, because we don't want that to happen to you. We want you to be prepared for what God is about to lay on us. You know, Dr. Gwendolyn Goseby Grant was a phenomenal speaker, as was all the speakers, but, you know, I shouldn't have to say that every time. You know, that's another training that my sister and I do. It's called Dead Woman Walking. When we feel that we have to hear our names and constantly and all of that, and I got to get as much credit as the next person, well, we have a teaching that talks about how we have to die to the flesh, how we have to not, you know, we can't let everything bother us. We can't be always moved by what we feel. I didn't feel like I was included, and I didn't feel like you mentioned my name. Well, we have to get past that. And I was sharing Thursday night, I was invited to preach at a church. Friday afternoon, we did an event at another church for reentry, and then Saturday was the women's conference. Now, I know most people would never put those many important events in a three-day period. Okay, and that's another place we have to help women to get to. We have to stop viewing what others can or cannot do based on what we can, cannot, and won't do. Okay? If somebody posted on Facebook and said that they were about to go skydiving or something, you know, I can't say, oh, you can't do that. I don't know what you can do. I can't say, oh, you shouldn't do that. That's too dangerous. Well, that's too dangerous for me. Hey, I climbed Dunn's River. I climbed Dunn's River Fall over in Niagara, and I thought, woo, you know, I was like in awe because I'm like, this is the most dangerous thing I've ever done in my life. And it took me till I was like 50 to do that, or close to 50. So, you know, but that's one of the things that we teach. One of the things that we teach in our Release Your Power programs and our Release Your Power seminars and the seminars. Anytime you see a seminar, if it says Release Your Power seminars with facilitator Lalisa J. Williams, these are the kind of things I teach. So if anybody ever was wondering, well, what do you teach? Well, those are the kind of things I teach. I teach real life. Let's keep it real. Let's just keep it real. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I lived a good, long, fake life for a long time. Let's keep it real. So, you know, so here we are. You know, we got to get out of that. And especially if we're going to be running the type of companies, if we're going to be running the type of companies that God is about to release to us. You know, it says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, but it's also held up from the righteous because the righteous, we're not always prepared to handle the riches that God can release to us, nor can we handle a lot of the scenarios that he's willing to release to us because we're just not ready. So we want to get ready, this is like our get ready, you know, season, our get ready period. But we're coming at you, and we're going to be coming at you with more events. We've been talking to people about this event. God has given us some new strategies and some new ideas of what things we can do to really, really empower people. I was talking on the phone this morning with Pam Knight. For some of you remember, she was one of our speakers at this event. Now, Pam Knight is a great example of the power of social media marketing and social media networking. Social media networking and social media marketing are two of the things that we'll also be talking about in some of our upcoming seminars. But Pam Knight, who I was on the phone with this morning, we had a nice little conversation, some other projects that we're going to work on together. That is a result of social media networking. Did not go to school with this young lady. Don't know her. She doesn't know me from a hill of beans. We met through social networking. Because here's the thing, there's social, I guess they would call it like a social media type thing, where people can just open up a Facebook page or set up a LinkedIn account. You know, I wish I had a dollar for everyone that tells me, oh, I have Facebook, but I don't use it. Oh, I have a LinkedIn account, but I don't go there. I don't do anything with it. Oh, and I won't even think about getting Twitter. You know, I wish I had a dot. I'd be so wealthy right now if I did. But it's okay. It's okay. People don't have to use it. But for those of you who desire to use it, I want you to, you know, inbox me on Facebook. I'm going to set a date. You're going to grab your laptops. The office that I have in Elizabeth, New Jersey is now Wi-Fi capable. It is now, my office in Elizabeth is now Wi-Fi capable. And so I'm going to have you bring your laptops. You're going to come to Elizabeth, New Jersey, and we're going to do a class. I'm going to teach you. There will be a fee, though. You have to pay. You got to pay for everything in this world. People should, from now on, when someone invites you somewhere, you should just simply ask, oh, how much is it? Because there isn't a such thing as free lunch, but that's mostly welfare. It's mostly for people on welfare. But for working people, we know we have to pay for things. We are okay with investing in ourselves. I'm looking for a new group of women. You know, like Pam Knight said, you know, stop networking with broke people. I think that was one of the smartest things that she said. And then here's the twist that I put on. Now, Pam Knight said that. But here's the twist that I put on it. Broke is not just physical. Okay, let me say that again. And I'll probably have to explain it. But broke is not just in the physical sense. It's not about dollars and cents. Is not just about CDs and IRAs and stocks and bonds. There's also a broke mentality. So some people, as the old folks would say, was they were penny wise but pound foolish. So there are people who may have money in the bank, but yet they are still broke because their mentality is broke. They still have a broke mindset. And so we want to get away from that broke mentality. See, that broke mentality can still block you from some things. It can still stop you from achieving certain things that God would want you to achieve. You know, here's a broke mentality. A broke mentality is that God just wants you to have enough for you. No. See, a wealthy mentality says the reason that God is giving you so much is so that you can give to others. You give out everything you got. There's no need for you. He said, why are you putting things away stashed up in a barn where people are going to break in and steal it? The moths are going to eat it and destroy it, so you are still at a loss. Had you given it out to the people, this is coming from the word of God. I'm just paraphrasing. But those who, you know, this is what he told the rich young ruler, sell all that you've got. Don't even think of following me. Hello? Wake up, all of the believers who think you're following Christ and you got all this money somewhere stashed up. He said, in other words, he told the rich young ruler, get over it. Don't even try to come follow me. In other words, he said that to the rich young ruler, but what he's saying to us today, do not, just because you wear a cross, carry a Bible, and go to church on Sunday, does not mean you are a follower of Jesus Christ. As long as you're still hoarding stuff for yourself, then you don't make the cut. Just because you don't curse and you don't fornicate and you don't drink or do drugs, okay? You don't curse, you don't drink, you don't have sex, you don't gossip, you're not full of pride. You know, people say, but I'm so humble. And they think that's going to get them into heaven. That's just one piece of the pie. But hoarders, people who are hoarding for themselves, as opposed to being a vessel where it's just coming through you for others, right? So I just thought I'd teach on that for a little bit this morning because I think a lot of, as a matter of fact, we know that's the reason we have the famine that we're seeing in our land. Because the people who have what it takes to supply the land is holding it up. And if you're holding it up, so we're not holding it up, and that's why we have the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs event, because we're not holding it up. We're giving it out. We're calling women together and come for almost a giveaway price. Come, because to put these events on, it is not free. You cannot rent a building for free. And there are scarcely places that will give you their nice facility. Even churches want, you got to give them something, $100, $200, some churches more. There's the only place you can go and do it for free is in your own home. And, you know, but possibly you may not want to pack 60, 70, 80 people in your home. Or you may not have the room to do it, okay? So here's the thing. These places cost money. Food costs money. Programs cost money. Flyers cost money. People's time is money. So those events, there is no way you could think you could go to an event like that for free unless some angel, some government, some big organization sponsors the whole event. Then you can go free. But typically, that doesn't happen as much as either. Every now and again, depends if it's a nonprofit organization. So today being Wednesday, and then the way the Lalisa Williams show works is that Monday through Friday we're on the air. It's a weekday show. We used to be on the air every single day at 7 a.m. and we may have to go back to that because my work schedule is about to change. But we may have to go back to that. It was my work schedule had changed, and so we weren't coming on every day at 7. But we may have to start that back because I'll need to be out of the house by a certain time. Because here's what we're about to start doing. Over in our Elizabeth, I still teach a few classes at night over at Essex County College. But what we're about to start doing is in Elizabeth, New Jersey, we're going to begin to hold classes over there for entrepreneurs. So it'll be entrepreneur networking, empowering, and motivation, you know, kind of all rolled up into one. So come out and network with other women. We're going to start small, you know. We're going to start small. We'll just start with a few women who want to network together. I know probably David Lerner, because they've already called me about some other things, and probably, you know, a few other individuals who will also want to network with us. I'll put up a flyer for it. People can sign up for the people who are in town. We'll also do some, you know, webinar networking for individuals who are out of town. And we'll talk about some ways that you can improve your business, sales, customer service, leadership, team building, which is very, 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 very important. These things can't be done without a powerful team. So for next year going forward, we're definitely going to have a team session, and we're going to bring some people who have who want to be a part of the team and have them come so that we can make this event bigger and better. Because if you knew what went behind the scenes to make this event that great, you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed at what it took. However, with a bigger team, we ought to get a multiplier effect. We should be able to, it should be exponentially much, 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 much bigger next year. So we're so excited about that. However, we got to get through the rest of this year. So what else we have going? So don't forget, this Friday, make your way over to 142 Maple Avenue, Newark, New Jersey, right at the corner of Keir and Maple, because this is where I have to get our women. I have to get us to the point where we are supporting each other. We're not there yet. We're still into supporting our own cliques. That's where we are. That's the truth. I know nobody likes to hear that, but it's the truth. And it's very sad, and we got to move away from that. Here's the thing. We can stay there if you like, but we have to widen the clique then. We have to widen the clique. Okay? If we all just support our own little groups, and especially as women of, you know, with as women of God, I just don't see how that is so godly. But none of the women who came on Friday are in that mindset. I know that on Saturday, because those women were from all over. They were from almost every church in the state of New Jersey was represented at that event. So, or at least half the churches. There were several pastors were there. People were there from all different walks of life. You know, we had the journalists. We had people who sing professionally. We have people who have their own nonprofit organizations. It was a very, very diverse group of people. So we're just excited, and that's what we wanted to just kind of recap some more. I know we did some recapping on Monday. Go back and listen to the Monday archives. We had Dr. Grant came back on air. Also, we had on Tuesday, we had Professor Terry Benjamin. He was on air, and he was talking about some great and wonderful things. So, you know, I know nobody wants to hear, you know, about what has to happen in order to make it right. But in order to make it right, we have to hear about what has to happen. What has to happen to make it right. So we are excited. We are excited, excited, excited about what's coming up next. Then we know we're going to be at a leadership conference in Virginia. We know, we know that's happening, and we just know so many wonderful things are about to happen. So I'm going to get on to that, and then we're going to talk about some other things that are about to happen for September, about the training. If you want some sales and marketing training, you need the social media network and social media marketing training, social media networking, is the new black. And, you know, everybody will tell you we were loving Miss Pam. Oh, gosh, she had so many powerful things to say. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Yes. So it's going to be great. It's going to be great. We're just going to have a good time. We're going to be doing some wonderful things. Oh, yes, that's the other piece that we are looking to get the tax person there so that the tax person can show us how to put our taxes together so that we can take advantage, okay? And we can, you know, make the best of our taxes and the business, the things that we do with our business and how we do it with our business. Yeah, yeah, that's what we're going to do. And we are going to, what else are we going to do? We are going to just really explode. I tell you, there's so many, many, many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things that are happening. I can't even break it all down. And, oh, my God, I can't keep it all inside. But we want to start definitely supporting each other. We want to start sharing. We want to start meeting up with other women, going places. Like I said, we're going to be doing some training over at PSUI Training Institute. We're just going to be doing some great and great and great and wonderful things. So anyway, well, keep in touch with us. Do not lose touch with us, and we won't lose touch with you. Remember, do your best, and you will be your best. For today,
thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
you can't.